From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years, 96 K-Rock.
All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, you're poison, you're trouble, you're bad news. They call you everything, but never a policeman. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a Dodger game because the hotshot phone rings. Unless you like working Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, at a job that doesn't pay overtime. Oh, the pay's adequate. If you count your pennies, you can put your kid through college. But you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. And then there's your first night on the beat. When you try to arrest a drunken prostitute in a Main Street bar and she rips your new uniform to shreds, you'll buy another one out of your own pocket. And you're going to rub elbows with all the elite. Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address and men who don't care. Liars, cheats, con men, the class of skid row. And the heartbreak. Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying kids, homeless kids, hit and run kids, broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, dead kids. The old people that nobody wants, the reliefers, the pensioners, the ones who walk the street cold, and those who tried to keep warm and died in a $3 room with an unvented gas heater. You'll walk your beat and try to pick up the pieces. Do you have real adventure in your soul? You better have, because you're going to do time in a prowl car. Oh, it's going to be a thrill a minute when you get an unknown trouble call and hit a backyard at 2 in the morning, never knowing who you'll meet. A kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose. And you're going to have plenty of time to think. You'll draw duty in a lonely car, with nobody to talk to but your radio. 4 years in uniform, you'll have the ability, the experience, and maybe the desire to be a detective. If you like to fly by the seat of your pants, this is where you belong. For every crime that's committed, you've got 3 million suspects to choose from. Most of the time, you'll have few facts and a lot of hunches. You'll run down leads that dead end on you. You'll work all-night stakeouts that could last a week. You'll do legwork until you're sure you've talked to everybody in the state of California. People who saw it happen, but really didn't. People who insist they did it, but really didn't. People who remember, those who try to forget. Those who tell the truth, those who lie. You'll run the files until your eyes ache. And paperwork? Oh, you'll fill out a report when you're right. You'll fill out a report when you're wrong. You'll fill one out when you're not sure. You'll fill one out listing your leads. You'll fill one out when you have no leads. You'll make out a report on the reports you've made. You'll write enough words in your lifetime to stock a library. You'll learn to live with doubt, anxiety, frustration. Court decisions that tend to hinder rather than help you. Dorado, Morris, Escobedo, Cahan. You'll learn to live with the district attorney, testifying in court, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges, juries, witnesses. And sometimes you're not going to be happy with the outcome. There are over 5,000 men in this city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that's got to be done. I know it too, and I'm damn glad to be one of them.
On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter's from a young woman in Florida named Carla, who feels that her message of regret can best be expressed by a song. Here's what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm 19 years old, and last summer I graduated from high school. The day I walked with my fellow classmates while my family members cheered me on only seemed exciting. For me, the day was not so great. You see, Casey, I've been in love with a boy named Jason since the seventh grade. To me, he was the perfect guy with perfect looks and intelligence. I liked him so much that sometimes it hurt me at night when I went to bed. When I listened to the radio at night, tears would fall just thinking about him. At school, I just stare at Jason from afar. When he or I passed in the hall, we'd glance at each other, and that glance was enough to make my heart pound. I wished so hard for him to come up and just talk to me. I wanted so much to go up to him and say hi, but I never had the guts to do it. I was afraid of him not liking me or thinking I'm weird. So when graduation day came, I felt proud of getting through high school. But the prospect of not seeing Jason again made my heart break. Now a year has gone by, and I still dream about him and relive my high school memories over and over again. I'll never forget him as long as I live. Thank you, Carla. Carla, here's your request and dedication.
Hey, Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Okay, somebody's been playing in here.
No, Paul, don't even.
This is cranked to the max.
I know that. But what number is he? Train, what number is he?
2.
You are?
He's 2 and 3.
Oh, mine was cranked up,
too. Mine is 2. I can't even put them on.
I can't even have the headphones
Paul,
on.
I'm just turning it. Look. We're not even back. Stop that. We're not even back 10 seconds. Try. Don't you try. Try. How's that?
Okay, it's still a little bit hot, but it's all right. It's okay.
How's that?
That's good.
All right. Now, what number are you?
5.
5.
There should be a line drawn on there.
Wait a second. I'm looking.
Put on your glasses.
5. 5 looks like it's turned down pretty good. Stop that!
I'm just trying to put them on.
How's that?
Now they're off.
All right. Now I'm going to bring it up at an increment.
More?
I haven't even touched it yet. Hold on. How's this?
Are you touching it now?
I sure am.
Can you feel that, D-Train?
Go a little lower. Lower.
Lower?
Lower.
How's that?
Oh, that's right? The spot.
Groovy.
You know how he likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure do. Hi, everybody. So I come into work today. I'll tell you about vacation and all that stuff.
We're live.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Let's see what else doesn't work.
Well, for our podcast listeners, I'm working on it.
Yeah, don't worry about them right now. I got things I got to tell you. I need you, D-Train. Wait a second. So I what's broken on yours?
Time to change the password.
No, it's just...
Oh, I had to change the password in the office, too. Both email and sign in. I just went one number higher. So I come into work today after a luxurious 2 weeks off.
Boy, it seems like nothing.
I know. It's like it. So I see...
Seriously, I'm sitting here right now. It's like no time has passed.
I know that. So I see a Junior Beasley who has his own office in a cubicle.
He has his own office in a cubicle.
No, he has his own office. He's not in that office. The lights are out in the office, and he's in one of the, you know, the sales club cubicles.
The sales pit.
Yes. And he's working not on his computer, but he's got some little mini computer.
Isn't that where they put people who are on, like, 90-day probation?
Yeah, the ones that are going to be out the door very quickly.
Yeah, where they don't want them to see too much.
So I said to him, I said, hey, what are you doing here? Would you like to go in and smell my office? I said, what do you mean?
This one?
All the way up front.
Other Junior Beasley.
The other Junior Beasley, the male Junior Beasley.
Well, there's a couple of male
Junior. Well, this,
one
is,
in the sales
this
area.
Is the son of the big man. Yeah. So, you want to go in and smell my office? I said,
not
what?
Really.
You
I
know.
Said, no.
Whether it's a finger or an office, you always say no.
Oh, best practices.
Because chances are when somebody asks you to smell something, it ain't going to be flowers.
Right! My point exactly. I said, I don't want to smell in there. What are you, nuts?
Thank you, no.
He said he got in there this morning. Something's dead in the ceiling. Wait a second.
You know it'll be spun around that somehow it's our fault.
Oh, well, I'll get to it. So...
You know, we point out a problem, and then it becomes we cause the problem.
So they said an exterminator's coming in to fish out what's up there.
See, our problem's not a problem until it becomes their problem.
Right. So D-Train comes into work, and I said to him, I said, they got an exterminator coming in. It just dawned on me before we left on vacation. We set a big rat trap.
And then left for 2 weeks.
And then left for 2 weeks. What I'm thinking is that this rat trap might have grazed him. And he dragged the rat trap and everything across the building and died. Now.
Maybe just a massive head injury.
Right. Now the exterminator.
Didn't kill him right away.
The exterminator did come here today. He left probably like an hour ago. And so, I wasn't going to go up there and see anything. I just want to catch word of mouth. I said, so, what was it? And my suspicions were correct all along, which is why we got the rat trap up there in the first place. Rat. Now, D-Train came in and I said, I need him for a special project. I need him to lift this ceiling tile in here and see if our trap is still set.
Or if it's gone.
Or if it's gone, or if we have rat number two, or a bloodied trap. So I'm not talking about vacation. I'm not talking about anything right now. I want to find out what the hell's up in our ceiling. And if a two-week set, not mouse trap, giant rat trap has been triggered.
Oh, yeah, this is not a mouse trap.
No. D-Train, can you come in here?
Yeah, I reckon.
I bet he missed us. Nobody telling him, hey, would you do this? Would you do that?
Well, I saw him a couple times over vacation, asked him to do a couple of things.
But that's vacation. That's you can't vacation. Do that then. Because he gets a vacation just like we do.
Yeah. So.
Except he doesn't.
No.
He gets a vacation from us.
He's a genius, though, because he's a computer guy and can travel with the music log on his computer wherever he goes, so he can make sure everything's right. But he's always working.
Which sometimes that's worse. That's like when I was in Ocala. And you're responsible.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you complaining about? You can do it from home. Well, it means you're never really off work.
No.
Yeah, like on the 4th of July, I was no more than 20 feet from a computer because I had to make sure everything was running.
And did everything run smooth?
Yeah.
Okay. You go up there. Do you need a...
The one time I turned in, I tuned in, I heard headlines and jokes running in the 4:30 slot. So.
Well, that happens.
Well, I don't rerun entire episodes. When I say best ofs, they are actually best ofs. And so the only time slot that runs consistently is the news, but everything else I kind of...
Right,
okay.
That's what I want
you
to
do. That way, people who listen every day at 3 o'clock will actually hear something different.
Because I was going to listen to see what the content was, but then when I heard that it was in the wrong... I thought, well, maybe the clock's off, and I don't want to know about it.
I don't want to know that stuff.
No, Mike Schnopoulos and the news are the only thing that run in the exact same time.
You need a step stool.
No, he doesn't. The guy's 6 foot seven.
Sorry, I just don't want to look. You tell me. Oh, what is it?
It's there and it's still set.
It's still there and it's still set? So there is something else in the Oh, maybe we should move that.
No.
I'm thinking the peanut butter might be a bit hard by now.
Well, you maybe a little refresher.
Give me a set-off device.
Oh, yeah, here.
Now, listen to when this thing trips.
Finger.
I'm going to give him like a pencil.
Leave it alone for now.
It needs new peanut butter, Haney.
There you go. Just snap it with this sucker. You might break it right in two. Watch this. Listen to it.
Ink will go flying.
All right, here we go.
Be careful. Oh!
There we go. Got it. Let's freshen
that
up.
That is a big, yes, big is. Trap.
That needs a little freshening up.
It's flying dried peanut butter.
I broke your pen.
Of course it did. It breaks a rat's neck. But they got one up front. It died.
Now, the question there is...
Yeah.
They're not doing anything about it. Why did the rat die up there? There's nothing up there for him.
I don't know. Unless there's a firewall that prevents that rat from going over there to over here.
Oh, I'm sure there's not. I just know that... do they have traps up there, or did this just die of natural causes?
Yeah, might have eaten, some of the asbestos. I don't know. I don't know. All I know was because I wouldn't look. They said, yep, dude, rat. Oh, that stinks. Something stinks. Is there a banana peel in that? Jeez, God.
People in radio stations.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it pathetic?
It never ends.
It never ends. Speaking of never ending. You know what? I'm going to save the Dave stuff for later on.
Oh, Jesus.
Because...
I have been completely... Yeah.
Well, you're in for a surprise.
I have been incommunicado by design.
Yes. Yes. Except for one moment.
No, and we will communicate on an emergency basis.
Only.
Remember the technical difficulty you were asking me about your controller? About the bumper on it?
Yeah.
It happened to Loki this weekend.
Oh, I bet she lost her mind.
Well, her controller is only 23 days old, so I was able to return it.
Did they say anything?
They said when I called them that they had never seen that issue, but when I return it, there's another guy there returning his with the same issue.
Same thing.
So on that controller, even though it costs twice the amount as a regular...
Is it glued or does it snap in?
Hers didn't pop off completely, but when she holds it upside down, the button falls out of spot and it loses its response.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a bad batch of Xbox Elite controllers where the bumpers pop off. Hers was the left bumper.
And yours is fine.
Yeah, but as she says, I don't play as often as she does.
She's not as brutally. Because on Destiny, you use that a lot.
Well, she's been playing Overwatch nonstop.
I don't care for that. I'm waiting for Destiny 2.
So is she. That's why she's playing Overwatch.
Oh, yeah. You just get bored after a while. Before I forget.
Yeah.
I thought of you, and I
You
just,
thought of me?
No,
me.
D-Train.
Oh.
I love that picture of me as Han Solo and D-Train as
Wookiee. Yeah, isn't that good?
And
Stan is Yoda.
Yep.
I'm Yoda in there?
Yeah. The person who posted that posted your picture as a comment of the other one.
Oh, really?
And I just shared the original, so you're Yoda.
I didn't see me as Yoda. I saw you and I saw Haney, and I didn't see
Yoda.
Me as...
You gotta look at the comment of the original
You're like
photo.
Underneath...
She posted as a comment.
Yeah, as like a secondary sort of thing.
Surprising.
It was really featuring me and D-Train.
It was really a perfect shot.
Because Yoda's kind of a sidekick.
Well, you know what? They didn't fix the air conditioning. I have it set at the optimum 69, but we're going to have to take it down to 60.
Well, it's leaking up in the ceiling right now.
We were rolling it at, 50-something before we left?
Yeah, and then just as we left, it got to the perfect temperature.
Before I forget, because I did think of you when I saw this, and it looks pretty good. Have you heard about the, I don't know if it's the title of the movie, but it's about Dunkirk?
July 21st.
All of that's coming out. I want to see
Christopher
that.
Nolan directing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, July 21st.
The trailer looks outstanding.
Yeah, I wanted to know when that was coming out, and it's like a long way off.
It's like on the 21st.
A long way off, like this week?
It's like in 6 days.
Oh.
Or 7 days. July 21st.
Sorry. I got to do Mattress Firm with Haney, D-Train, and then I got to tell you about Dave. And
Thank you, D-Train.
I also got to tell you this week how I got a senior discount.
Well, what's he doing with the trap?
Why is that open there? Are you going to set the trap now? Or?
Yeah, but count to 10 before you do your Mattress Firm.
Count to 10?
Oh, I got to hit record. Okay, you're recording.
I'm ready to roll.
Sorry, folks. Sorry. Little housekeeping, and we'll get the show underway here shortly.
Yeah, sorry about this. Hey, it's been 2 weeks, and nobody cares that we've been gone for 2 weeks, and everything's all effed up.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Ahoy.
Yeah, Tom Smith, please.
This is Tommy. A lot of calls for me today.
Hey, Tom. Brock.
Hey, Brock, how's it going?
It's going all right. Can you tell whoever that is on the line to shut up?
It's Stan.
It's one of the hosts of the program, Brock.
One of
it's
the
Stan.
Hosts.
Just shut him up, please.
Stan, please. I'm talking to Brock.
This is an all-new low.
Between you and me, Tom, you know, you being a corporate employee, I can talk to you.
All right.
Can't talk to me none, though, can you?
Whoever that voice, that annoying voice is, and that cackling witch laugh, tell him to shut up.
Stan, please.
But, I mean, you know, it's hard to be the captain of a sinking ship.
I hear you.
You know me, don't you, Brock?
Yeah, I do know you. I know you from looking at the balance sheet and thinking, boy, that salary's out of whack.
Okay.
Where can we cut?
I don't even know. Why are you calling us up now and bothering us?
We're gonna have to work something
this
out.
Is the middle of the show. Why are you calling now?
Well, the reason I'm calling, there's a couple reasons I'm calling. I was going to call you anyway.
Oh, you were?
They tell me that there's been some missing prize sheets, or I'm going to ask you flat out, are you stealing from me? We got two prize sheets unaccounted for.
Are you accusing me of stealing? Is that what you're saying?
You better back the F off
are
right now.
Are you as...
Let me, Tom, what? Tell him to shut up.
Stan, please.
You're accusing me of stealing.
Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you, buddy boy. If I was accusing you of something, there would be a uniformed sheriff's deputy with you in chains.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so because you'd have nobody else to put on here. The only reason why you won't.
All I got to do is make a phone call and say, hey, Mike, they're stealing from me.
But you don't know that. You're accusing, but you don't know that. And I'll tell you right now, we're not.
Listen to me because I won't try to do things real pragmatic-like. I went to business school. I know what that means.
Where'd you go to business school?
East Carolina University.
Okay.
You didn't go to Wharton or anything?
No. Full 4 years?
I know. It's a 2-year accelerated program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Associates. Well, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to be pragmatic about it. in exchange for me not pressing charges of theft.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm willing to not pursue these charges.
There are no charges. I haven't stolen anything.
Says you. I think that's for a judge to decide, don't you?
Oh, jeez.
And a jury of your peers, if you won't take it that far. I'd suggest you plead out, though.
Sounds serious.
For two missing prize sheets?
I don't know where they went.
They went into a listener's hand.
Says you.
Yeah, says me, since I'm the one there doing it.
Oh, I'm not saying you necessarily get convicted, but life could be very unpleasant if I decide to play that card.
Then I have a good mind not even to fill out a prize sheet ever.
Guys, if there's one thing I've learned...
Aren't you tired of just beating me into the ground? Aren't
not
you,
really.
Aren't you tired of taking one of your employees who's trying to do something, who's been dedicated to this company for 16 years, has been loyal, has been honest, has never taken a dime that wasn't earned?
That's highly debatable.
Aren't you tired?
Every time you cash a paycheck, you're stealing from me.
Aren't you tired of crushing me? Aren't you for a little bit? Aren't you tired of you're supposed to praise your employees, encourage your employees, tell them they're doing a good job, give them praise when they do something good, try to go and handle personalities, because everybody's a different personality here, whether it's me, Haney, Tom, we're all different personalities, and you know what? We'd like praise from our supervisors once in a while, and not constantly being stepped on. Have you ever thought of that?
What the hell are you saying? Are you asking a question, or are you just...
I'm asking you, don't you get tired of this? Wouldn't you like... Why do you think that this is a positive way to handle your employees, accusing them of stealing, telling them that they're so stupid, Jeez. That they All can't right. fill out a prize form? I mean, I am sick of it. This
now,
is there a question mark
after I'm sick of it?
What?
Is there a question mark after I'm sick of it? Because I thought you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah, I do want to ask you a question. Is this any way to run a business?
You want me to step back and give you my objective answer?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
That's my answer. Yes.
Yes? What? That's the way you want to... who's to say... You know what? You should go and protect employees and support employees that have dedicated virtually a chunk of their lives for you. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Virtually a chunk of your... What the hell are you talking about?
A chunk of my... 16 years of my life when I started working for your company, Brock. I was in my
20s. And you should be grateful to have a job that long. Stealing from me.
I ain't stealing from you.
Did you cash your paycheck?
Yeah.
Then you're stealing
from me. Let me explain something. And I learned this from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. if I'm here working every single day, isn't it our time that I'm also here putting in my time for the company, giving to the company with my time and efforts? So wouldn't it be our time together? And it's not just me wasting money. And
you know what I learned from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
What's that?
I'm well within my rights to make you wear a pirate suit each and every day.
Yeah, and it's my right to take off that pirate hat and throw it at you.
You feel me?
Oh, I've felt you for a lot of years.
I don't think you got the guts to throw a pirate hat at me.
Yeah, because you're always out of town.
Let's get pumped.
Oh, yeah, now we're getting pumped. You just spent the last 10 minutes degrading us, the show, years of service, degrading us. Now you're telling me, let's get pumped. Where's the motivation to get pumped coming from me? You tell me to get pumped after just degrading me. Where's the motivation to get pumped?
You got to go to break.
Yeah, I got about 60 seconds, and I'm going to a break. So that's why I'm going to say my goodbyes
now. You go ahead and take your 60 seconds and sell something. Jeez. And then what I'm going to do is I'll call you back when you're done running the commercials.
So why can't this be done after we're off the air?
And you know what? Why don't you throw in an extra commercial? I'm a little light today.
No.
No, I want you to run an extra commercial.
Why?
Because I need some money. I don't think taking away a minute of your nonsense is going to hurt anything. And I
taking away a
money.
Minute of my time. My time.
I'm telling you to run another commercial.
All right.
We'll fix all this the next break.
Okay.
I know exactly what we're going to do.
All right.
And we're going to make things better.
That's good. That's the first positive things coming out of your mouth that I've heard. Going to make it all right. Going to make it better. I'm not
pumped.
Not really. No.
Say that you're pumped.
I'm pumped.
Good job, sport.
All right. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon.
I was just talking to Richard, the engineer, and told him how much I missed him. And he missed me, too.
Yeah.
But he asked me if I would relay his greeting along to you.
In regards to what?
That he didn't miss you at all.
I don't care. I saw him before the show started.
You know, ever since that day when you threw down the MF at him.
That was like 15 years ago.
He never forgets.
Yeah, well, I don't forget either. I remember. I remember very well, and I got written up for it. Before
you know how much stuff I got fixed back in the old days?
That you don't get fixed now?
No, because you and Joe would be screaming at him.
Yeah.
And I'd be on the phone and talking to him
nice
very calmly.
Calm.
Yep.
Speaking of that, I haven't seen Whitey around here. Does he work here anymore?
I don't know. We'll have to give it a couple of weeks and see how things shake out.
before
you know, take the temperature.
Before we do the grab bag, I do want to just mention, and we will get more details on this later on in the week, but
right on.
I heard from you over vacation. I heard from D-Train over vacation. We did some skating and stuff, and I heard from Dave the Waterman one time.
Dave the Waterman?
One time. And
hi, I'm Bruce McCullough from the Kids in the Hall. But please stick around, because after this sketch, there's going to be an exclusive interview.
Hi, I'm Bruce McCullough. I'd like to tell you about the Daves I know.
Him.
Sorry, long.
Yeah, that was a long one. So, he called me once during vacation, and then he called me as soon as I got into the office today. He, as in his own words, over vacation, and he's still got it, as far as I know, he's still working with Ron at Coastal Cooling.
I've not heard anything to the contrary, but I haven't heard anything that confirms it either.
He has made, his words, some bad judgment calls over the
Jesus,
past
no.
2 weeks.
His words?
His words. And then I started grilling him about the bad judgment calls that he made. And then, you know, I don't care if he knows. I'm going to say this. There's if Dave tells a member of this show, because he's what we call a junior member. I wouldn't even call him a member. But if he says something to somebody
you
on this show.
You've called him a member before.
Well, he's the next member.
He's a member, all right, just not the one you're thinking about.
Right.
Thank you, D-Train. He didn't get it.
I know.
What didn't
it's
I get?
Been 2 weeks.
What did I miss?
You refer to him as a member.
Right.
Which can be taken to be male anatomy.
Right.
Colloquialism.
He's a dick.
That.
So if he says something to D-Train or me or you, we all know about it. I knew some of the bad judgment calls that he made over vacation.
Bad
he
judgment calls.
Yes.
Bad life choices.
Yeah.
Poor choices.
D-Train informed me of even more poor life choices that he made.
Oh, yeah, because if he tells you about a bad judgment call, you can bet there are many more you don't know about.
And I called him on that today when he called up under the guise of, hey, can I set up a shark fishing trip for us?
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah,
that's what I told them.
Anybody can do that.
But how they just
anybody can do that, you know. Stan says I'd like to go fishing. You take Stan's credit card and book it for him.
And that shut him up quick. And then I told him, I know things about you.
I do not know what his bad judgment calls are.
You're going to flip!
But I have to say this. It could be my fault.
What do you think it is? And I'll tell you if it's your fault, because what I know and what D-Train knows, I don't know how it could possibly be your fault.
Here's how it could possibly be my fault. I really, and you know how I felt right before vacation.
Yeah.
I just really, really wanted to be left alone.
I understand that. He wouldn't leave you alone and you told him to get lost?
No, I never told him to get lost. But there were a lot of trial balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bud. In case you didn't know, this is my cell number now, brah. Okay. I didn't reply. Okay.
Well, that's par for the course for you. I mean.
And for the next couple of days, hey, it's the Waterman. Here's my new cell.
Yeah, because he wanted to tell you the bad mistakes that he made.
And he just would keep texting like that. And I think finally, after a week.
Mm-hmm.
The only reply I gave him was, okay, cool.
No, you had nothing to do with it.
So maybe if I had engaged him in conversation, maybe I could have prevented some of this.
Can I just say this, and it's not letting the cat out of the bag, because you can talk to him yourself on Fry Dave. That's going away soon.
Don't do that.
It's going away.
No, because you know what happens? Dave's working now.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to listen to the whole show.
He's listening.
Everybody else who works there does.
Yeah, because we're including
the owners.
But yeah. Big Daddy V listens to the show.
He needs to know this.
And so then when Dave comes home from work, he's going to get blasted. Well, you've done it again, F up.
You've
lost Fry Dave's now. I heard it on the show today.
Yeah, I didn't misconstrue it. I didn't say it's over yet. It's on the way out.
That's going to take up his dinner time now, getting yelled at.
The only thing I'm going to tell you on the air.
How many poor decisions? Can you put a number on it?
I know of...
We'll say two categories.
Two major bad decisions. Major bad decisions.
Well, we know he's successful. How old is he now?
He's 42 and a mess. Now, look, listen to me. Please. I can only say this on the air. If you want afterwards, we go out and have a smoke. I'll blab like a canary.
What has he done?
One has to do with something that he thought was out of his hair, but went back to. And as a matter of fact, went back to...
Before we
went on vacation and wouldn't park in the back because we'd recognize a different car. And apparently it happened again because somebody saw him on the street. Now, let's move that over.
Okay, that's in the file of it's happened again.
Yes! Then.
That happened on Beer Friday.
Yeah, then. Move that around. Just put that over there.
Okay, so this is unrelated bad decisions.
Yes.
Same subcategory.
So I guess, you know, after all that, you know, you've got to go and sniff out some new stuff.
find new trouble?
Yes, but apparently this is old trouble from your life. Now, wait a second.
I don't have anything to do with anybody.
No, I know that. No, I don't, and this is all I can say. So because I asked him, you know, I didn't know about trouble number one until my friend D-Train told me.
Trouble,
yeah.
For the most part, exited my life 15 years ago.
That's not that trouble.
This is trouble by proxy.
This is trouble by proxy. I might have to do a sidebar with you before I say. Here's what I can say on the air with his bad life decisions, that we try to take two effing weeks off and the S house goes up in flames. So that
I should have taken a half hour and tried to straighten him out.
So
he did reach out.
So,
which tells me he knew he was making poor decisions.
Horrible decisions. I told him a week ago. Horrible. So I said, so, Dave, how's Kix?
He doesn't listen.
He said, well, I met somebody.
God.
Now, wait a second. I got to be so delicate with this. And I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is.
But apparently you do.
But apparently you do. Sidebar. So you got some, some background music? Give me some background music. I have to talk
what
to Haney for
about?
Like 10 seconds.
You're talking about just something to kill a couple of seconds?
Yes, just a couple of seconds. Just, you know, some...
Please stand by.
Perfect. Stand by. So you're aware of that. So I said, how are Kix? And he told me, oh, man. He said, yeah, I met somebody new, but I think I made the wrong decision.
What the?
And I said, what do you mean wrong decision? Well, she's a little older. She's overweight. Got a couple of kids. And we went and did stuff. And now I don't know how to get out of it because she's calling.
As they tend to do.
Yes.
When you participate in those type of activities.
Yes. Isn't that odd? Well, why is she calling you?
Yeah, what do you think, you bonehead?
I thought I told her good day.
And
why'd you give her your number?
Yup. And so he's messed up with some 40-plus, two-kid, overweight woman. That problem, and then the one we put in the corner, and then Lord knows what's in between, because according to D-Train, he was found on the street. late night.
Hinting to me that he might possibly need picked up.
Yeah.
But a neighbor took care of that for him.
Yeah, that's not the worst thing we've ever heard about a coworker.
What's the worst?
You remember when somebody told us that he... saw a coworker of ours shirtless, had ripped the TV out of a wall in a motel and ridden off on a horse. Remember that? We were at a car dealership. Somebody told us that and go, you're kidding. I hadn't heard that one.
I got to move around here.
Ripped the TV off out of the wall of a motel and rode off shirtless on a horse.
Yeah.
I guess braying like an Indian.
We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
This is 96 K-Rock. 96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK.
Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral.
Everything that rocks. 96 K-Rock.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Beat grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team by team reporters battle Trump. Tether crop. Look at that. No plane. Find them. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population common. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate.
Bernstein, Leonette, Brezhnev, Lenny, Bush, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. I made the bad decision over vacation.
More bad decisions.
I sat through Idiocracy, and I blame you, Haney.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, I saw Dave today. He's right there at Coastal Cooling doing nothing except effing up his life more.
Right on.
You know, you'd think by working at a job, you'd be preoccupied so you couldn't eff up your life.
See, what I was hoping that when he got this job at Coastal Cooling, he's going to be around a lot of good guys.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be just up to you, me, and D-Train to keep him on the right path. And there'd be some peer pressure. Hey, don't be an F up.
And then, you know, I heard so many good things over vacation about the best of shows. But I mean it. There is no way. It is impossible. And we've learned this 25 years here at this radio station. We've learned this. You can't please everybody.
So you got to please yourself.
That's right. Ahoy, guys. This is Alan in Naples. Welcome back. D-Train did a great job on the best ofs.
But
it is so much harder than you think couldn't,
you
couldn't to put
possibly.
That together.
Then we got another one. Ahoy. Jesus, I'm glad you're back. The past 2 weeks sucked. All righty. 277-9600. Did you say you
know it is? I want to give D-Train a compliment, and it's really one of the greatest compliments that I could give anybody.
What's that?
I did not listen at all, and it did not bother me because I had such confidence in him.
You had the same conversation I had with a couple of people over the vacation. They said, I said, you know, D-Train's doing the best ofs this week. And I said, you know, you have a great producer when you don't have to worry about what's being aired.
The only other time I felt that way was with Tommy.
Me too.
Otherwise, I would be worrying about it.
You and I both know we were getting calls when we were in Las Vegas about the F-ups that were going on when that other clown ass was. Never mind. I don't want to talk. This is positive day. This is
I didn't know that.
Stand positive.
Is there a test we should know about you took?
No.
It's Stan Positive Day.
Yeah, it's Stan Positive
Rolls
Day.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. 277.
The great promotion.
Didn't you say Tammy needed to come in here?
Yeah, let me go get her.
Okay.
What does she need?
There was evidently a problem with one caller over the past 2 weeks. And that one caller...
Hey, something's wrong with K-Rock.
Yeah, and that one caller became distraught. and decided, well, if I can't call the studio,
I'll call Tammy.
I'll call Tammy at the front desk. 277-9600. Here's what we have for you if you contribute. We have a pair of tickets to go see Adam Ferreira at Off the Hook Comedy Club. You can join Haney and I Saturday, July 29th. It's a Saturday. Showtime, 6 o'clock. Be there earlier. The 35th anniversary showing of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Now, Phantom Events is going to have this like a day or two later. What do you got for us, Haney, first day back?
Well, let's see. How about this? A little cowbell.
More cowbell.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it. Before we get to your phone calls, our lovely receptionist, Tammy, is here. And apparently there was an issue over vacation.
She says I'm a distraught caller.
A distraught caller, somebody. What's the deal?
I have a bone to pick with all three of you, and my hands are on my hips as I'm talking.
Yeah, it is.
She's never talked us hands on the hips before.
It's, like very, it's
what
almost
did
like
we do?
Back in her teaching days when she had to discipline a student.
She's so nice. What did we do?
I know. What did we do?
Your friend
used that term very, extremely loosely.
Get up on the microphone a little bit.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I know you can't because I'm staring and screaming at you. I'm sorry. So, Donnie.
She was talking to us hands on hips.
Yeah, I
totally was. Like, buzz. Yeah, I was. Donnie.
Fat greaseball Donnie.
Oh, Jesus.
What about that son of a bitch?
By day two, he could not get a hold of any of you. He called first and said, I've been trying to call inside the studio line and I can't reach anybody. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know who he was at first because he said, well, I'm like, they're gone for 2 weeks. There's not anyone in there. It's the best of. They're back Monday. And then he calls back like about an hour later and says, are you the Tammy they talk about all the time? And that was where I made my mistake.
Oh, no.
You should have said no.
And then
second
day he calls. And then
he called 2 days.
Yeah, 2 of 6 days because he just kept calling. Same time. So I know what time he usually calls your guys' show. And then he called, and then he was kind of flirting with me and saying, you know, I know these guys really well, you know, really close. And,
yeah,
you know, we're out.
Yeah, good friends of mine.
Yeah.
Offer take
yeah,
you right
tight.
On his chair.
And if you ever need anything from them, you know, I'm Donnie. I swear to God.
If you ever need anything from us, you just talk to
Donnie. I'm Donnie.
Well, don't walk back here and ask us. You put a call in there, Donnie, from me.
I take care of it.
I swear. And you, he was using the twos that they called, and Zito was usually walking through the time that he's like, is it Donnie again? That's how many times he called.
That bad.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Now you know what I go through.
Okay. I do. I really do. I do.
And now you know why we put him on the air, because if I don't put him on the air, he'll call until 6 o'clock at night.
It was like an incessant just boom, 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 boom.
It ties up your lines.
Once I get a hold of that deadbeat son of a bitch, he's going to be afraid to pick up the phone ever again.
You guys are tight, though. I'm really close with these
just
guys.
Just remember that, Tammy. You ever need anything from us, you give Donnie a call. He'll take care of it.
And he called you Mark. He didn't even call you Haney.
What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a little bit too familiar.
Yeah.
And he was flirting around with you.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It should be. Yet stay far away.
Now I know.
My hands are back on my hips.
I can only imagine how distasteful it is, but what is it like to have Donnie flirt with you? I mean, what goes on? What's said?
Okay. Let me think. He was like, yeah, it was after that he knows you guys are close and you're really tight. And he's like, well, you ever go out to any, you know, the events or anything? And he's like, you know, I'm really, if you ever want anybody to talk to him, he's like, are you on the page? Can I see what you look like? And he was just being all,
are
and then he
you
was laughing.
Serious?
Yeah. And then he was all like, you know, when people flirt and they go, that like kind of, you know, flirty kind
of
laugh like. Yeah.
I apologize so much.
You don't deserve
imagine,
that.
You don't
7 days in a row.
You don't deserve that.
Could you imagine how horrible it would be if he had a mode of transportation and a license? He would be down here every day.
No, he wouldn't, because I'd have a cop remove him.
No, and that would take too much work.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Schultzy sends his best.
Oh, yeah? Did you run into him?
I sure did. He's great as ever. And yeah. Right off the bat, send Haney my best. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome, Pinky.
And
see, my hands are already normal. I love you guys. I would never
I know
get,
you
like,
do.
Oh.
Not as much as you love that Donnie.
Yeah, that Donnie. You're very flirtatious with that Donnie.
He's a handsome man, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I can see how you could get taken in by him. Yeah.
Leaving now. Leaving. Yeah. Bye.
Would you like to have lunch with him? I'll pay for the date.
Yeah.
Like
Stan, you wait until we get a hold of him.
No.
I, for one, am very glad. Never mind.
Bye, Tammy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Megan. Ahoy, guys.
Hi, Megan. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Just picked the kids up from school.
All right. And how is school?
Traffic circle.
Aren't they on vacation?
They go to a year-round school. They started back on the 12th.
They are so what, year-round week. School, or did they have to go to summer school because they failed, I don't know, English?
No. They're good kids. They're
how
good.
Long was
no,
their break?
Year-round school is terrible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
they
don't have any
break. They get 2 months for vacation.
How long?
They get 2 months off instead of 3 months, and then they get like 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
All right. They get a week off for Halloween.
They get a year off for Halloween?
A week.
A week off for Halloween.
That's a good deal.
Okay.
Like a day.
That's amazing. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I just wanted to call and to say welcome back, guys. We missed you
when you
guys were on vacation.
We missed you guys,
it's
too.
Did you miss us as much as Donnie missed
yeah,
us?
Yeah, Donnie. But he
so
missed
much
us,
more.
Too. Really.
Yeah, that's kind of a slow mover.
Yeah. Got plenty. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi there, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, I was just thinking, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
I listen to your show quite a bit, but... I was just wondering, you know, I moved here from Colorado, and I'm getting used to the whole beach every day. And I was like, you know, my game's pretty good as far as, you know, meeting people at the clubs and bars and so on. But at the beach, it's all new, you know. And I was thinking, you know, if you had any recommendations as far as, you know, how to improve my beach game for you guys.
I thought the only trick was bring a cute dog to the beach.
Bring a cute dog?
Yeah. And then all the girls in the bikinis want to come up and pet your dog.
Yeah,
maybe I should just bring a big cowbell and just walk around the beach and just, you know, do like a Will Ferrell impersonation. I don't know, or like, but I'm just curious. Like, you know, you're going out in the water; it's a whole different feeling. And I just wanted to get some ideas from you guys. See what you thought.
Well, you're thinking about doing the cowbell and things like that. You got to think it all the way through and think about. Well, if that works,
I'm just kind of kidding. But
if that works, what am I attracting?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
A lot of riffraff.
Because the easier it is, the crazier they are.
Don't ever forget that.
Okay.
Right.
And the beach is really not a good place because they like to go with their girlfriends and talk. Oh, that creep just came up to me.
Yep. So be careful with that, too.
I'm just trying to get some sun.
I'm telling you, that's why I say if you want to meet somebody, get a dog. Make sure it's a cute dog.
I don't know what it is.
Got plenty of them. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Betty Ann.
Hey, Betty Ann. How are you?
Pretty good. I was just calling to say hi and welcome back because I like the best of, but I like it better when y'all are.
You are so sweet. You all right? You battling a cold or anything?
No, actually, I'm on my landline.
Oh, but quality is very good. I appreciate that. And everything going well?
Yeah, we're coming down Thursday. We're leaving Thursday to come down for until Sunday. We're coming back up Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that'll be nice.
That's going to be great. And what do you plan on doing once you're down here?
Well, to visit, and we had a certain, unless you want me to say who it is.
No, I don't need you to say.
Call
no
us
name.
Up and ask us to come down and do karaoke.
Oh.
For a Fallen Heroes benefit.
Oh,
that
phenomenal.
We did it every year for them.
Phenomenal.
And so we still have our karaoke equipment. We don't use it up here except for Michaela's birthday.
Okay.
And we're coming down there to do that for them.
Here's
and
the deal. When you come down here on Thursday, call us back up when you're down here. And you coming down with your husband?
Yes.
We'll get you something to eat.
Okay, that sounds
good. While you're down here, maybe you can go and grab a bite to eat.
I'll probably call you on Friday because I'm not sure what time we're going to get down there.
All right, then why don't I give you something? Why don't I give you something now, and then you can just come on by on Friday to pick it up.
Okay, that sounds good. All
right,
well,
that's a good girl right there.
Yeah, she is. She's golden.
From the Absolute Law text line, Donnie, you fat turd, if you ever bother Tammy again, you will answer to me.
You know, it's weird because Donnie popped into my mind over vacation.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, he's not got the best life. Maybe we should be nicer to him.
No!
And every time I have that thought, Donnie will double down and prove that he's not worthy of it.
Text, listening to the best of shows, who is Kool-Aid and whatever happened to him?
It worked out all right for him.
It worked out very good for him.
I am very glad, too, because he could have been a troubled youth.
Yeah, he was the fat kid from across the hall. Life miserable. Left Beasley for a big promotion in Washington, D.C., and started dating a trust fund baby.
So,
and so he's happy.
If I recall, the way that it worked is he did some stuff with us, and we had a good time. We had him on our show in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we moved back to afternoons, and he was working across the hall. Then he got a big job in Houston.
Yeah, big job.
And then Beasley tricked him into coming back just so they could fire him.
Yep.
And now he's in Washington, D.C.
Yep, working big time. From the Absolute Law text line, ahoy, guys. Sorry, D-Train, no disrespect intended from my last comment. You do a great job keeping the show running like a well-oiled machine. Much respect, dude.
No worries, fella. I have a thick skin.
You know what? When something, you try to have a thick skin, but when something gets to you, I can see it in your eyes.
It's because there's so much work that goes into that.
Yeah, and there's still some live nerves. See, once you get in the business like us, those nerves have died.
And they don't regenerate.
No, once they're dead, they're dead. Okay, there we go. There's one other, but it's not worth reading. 27796.
You shouldn't have said that, because now somebody knows, hey, I took the time to send a
some
text.
Some parenthetical information.
And Stan said on the air, well, that ain't worth nothing.
You know what? D-Train and I went skating a few times over vacation.
Yeah, I saw the video.
And we're going to over at the stadium. And we're in line waiting to check in. And I said to D-Train, how much is it to skate over there? Do they sharpen skates? Do they got a pro shop?
Where'd you go?
The stadium.
Oh, downtown?
Yeah, we did Germain, too. So we're in line, and I'm looking at the sign. If you're 50 or older, you get what they call the senior discount.
Oh, no.
So I walk up to the line. Here's how it's bad. I walk up to the line.
They card you?
Well, no, that's the problem. I said, I'd like the senior discount, and the punk behind the register says, well, I need some identification. The girl behind him said, no, he's good. Give him a discount.
Saved you what, 25 cents?
Yeah, I did.
He's
I'll
good.
Take it. Senior discount.
He's good.
He's fine.
Don't even need to ask.
Nope, don't even need to show the ID.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots in law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We do have traffic planned. You know, I see production genius Rick Peterson by D-Train's computer. Rick, I'm going to turn your microphone on, and you can tell me, where's D-Train, and why are you in there?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, though. Hold on. Oh, there's some switch you got to throw in there. There you go.
Okay.
Hey.
That must be it. That's the only switch I see, and that's obviously the one.
Hi, Rick.
Hey. Good to see you guys. I've never seen you from this vantage point before.
Yeah, why are you in there?
He we were trying to figure something out on his computer.
You know, looking at him there.
Yeah.
If we could afford him,
which we can't,
he's the best producer that there ever could be.
Yeah, you are a producer.
Master of his craft.
But I'm sorry, I can't afford the six-figure salary.
don't we all wish? I think D-Train actually went to get your traffic, I believe.
Yeah, he said he printed it up. He's having problems with the company. Was kind enough to bring D-Train a new computer because his kept crashing.
Yeah, and I didn't get one.
So over.
How come he got one?
His crashes more than yours does. So he.
I can't imagine it crashing more than mine.
So they put. Well, don't worry about it. You're not getting anything good out of it because he can't make the computer work. What's wrong with it?
And he's an expert.
Yeah, what's wrong with the computer? They put a whole new one in.
There's nothing wrong with the computer. What has happened in the last 2 weeks, for whatever reason, they put a new quota on the size limit of our podcast episodes. All of our podcasts in the past are roughly around 145 to 178 megs. Now the new quota is 100. So we're trying to figure out.
Well, that's already got the hell compressed out of it.
Well, that's the problem. We already have it in mono, and we've already compressed the crap out of it. So the two of us are trying to figure out how much we
can
compress
it
without affecting the quality of the show.
Why'd they do that, Peterson?
We don't know.
I have no clue.
But we're trying to prevent it from sounding horrible in the process.
Well, tell them, guess what? We stopped doing it unless they can provide us the gigabits we need.
No, I think you having that down, well under 200 megs.
It's a 4-hour long show.
Yeah.
Where's the engineer?
I think that's
not his problem either. It's the web host. They changed the quota.
I think you got it about, are you going to have to split files then?
If what the two of us are trying right now makes it sound like complete garbage, we'll have to load it up in two parts, which will annoy all our listeners too, because then I'm going to have to download two parts and listen to it in two parts.
No, then
if you end up with a codec that nobody uses and everybody's got to download a different codec, then that's going to get everybody.
It'll still be MP3. It's just going to be compressed even lower. But that's what we're toying with right now.
You think you can figure that out, Rick?
We're in the process. We'll
give it a shot. Everything that we do is audio.
Yeah.
It needs to sound good.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody can figure it out, we've got two of the best here.
In the business.
If it can be done, they'll do it.
We'll give it a shot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rick, for all, because I know you're probably backlogged in the production room, too.
It's a nice break, actually.
Is it really?
Yes.
I can make arrangements so you come hang out with it at least one segment a day.
You want to see how good this guy is?
Yeah.
Rick, I just opened up a store in San Carlos Park, and I'd like you to do a quick radio ad for me.
What are they selling?
Well, it only needs to be about 30 seconds.
And coldest beer in town.
We're only open from noon to 2, and as Stan said, we have the cold beer, but that's more of a convenience for our customers. We only sell used nails and screws, and we're open from noon to 2.
And they sell the coldest beer in town?
Yeah, but okay. Other than that, all they sell are used nails and screws. Now watch him.
Watch the magic.
When it's lunchtime and you're looking for used nails and screws, don't know where to go? Go to Haney's Used Nails and Screws in San Carlos Park. Open daily, noon to 2, with the coldest beer in town. Don't forget, Haney's Used Nails and Screws, San Carlos Park.
Hi, I'm Haney from Haney's Used Nails and Screws. Don't get screwed. Come have a cold beer.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
On his head.
on his head. He doesn't have to think about it.
And you know what? You got no use for used nails and screws.
None.
But you're thinking about that cold beer. And you're thinking, if I'm in the park between noon and 2, maybe I'll go see if they got some interesting used nails and screws and have a cold beer.
Yeah, and if Rick was in his production room, he'd have the sound of the frosty beer pouring.
Yep.
And then, of course, a couple of hammers on the nails. And
that air screwed thing that you play on, like a changing tire.
Yep.
And then you could do a two-voicer. You know, you get a girl in there. Honey, what are you doing? I'm trying to fix this shelf. Well, that's obviously the wrong size nail.
But I don't want to spend money for a new screw or nail. What do I do? You need to go to Haney's Used Nails and Screws. All the nails and screws you want at half the price. They look like new. They sound like new. But they don't have the new price.
Right. And,
but Deborah, I went down to the hardware store and they no longer make this size nail.
Well, at Haney's Used Nails and Screws, they've got them all. And you know what, honey? Yeah. While you're there, you could enjoy an ice-cold beer.
Wow.
Let's go.
See, what you heard right there was the magic happening
yep.
right there.
That's how it happens.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. Let's find out what's coming up. Let's see what you can expect. Here's Haney with the headlines.
Got so caught up in my new business idea that. You think that might be lucrative?
It could be. I doubt it. It sounds good. I'd go the first time. I'd go for the ice cold beer.
Yeah, but then I'd realize, you got to have a license for that.
Right. Well, the first few times, you're giving away cold beer.
Oh. Okay.
If you buy a used screw or nail.
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know.
Right.
You know, the world we grew up in is long gone.
You got that right.
When Stan and I began working for a living in our teens, It would have never occurred to me to inform my boss that I will not be in for a week, maybe two, because I require breakup leave. I've broken up with my girlfriend, and that means I can't work. Evidently, that's a thing now.
And the boss probably understands.
Just, no.
It's pathetic.
An American Airlines flight, dramatic moment, had to return, was grounded yesterday afternoon at Raleigh-Durham because a passenger couldn't control his flatulence.
It happens.
A 67-year-old woman went to her optometrist complaining that she had terribly dry eyes and needed cataract surgery. Well, they found the problem and she didn't need surgery after all. Well, tell you what happened.
In less than an hour.
A bank robber is foiled by the bank's business hours twice. And finally, police are on the lookout for a man who stole the two biggest dongs from the adult store. I believe one is called the Penetrator.
Yep, and the other one, the Intruder.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
That gags.
That thing's got some legs.
That gag is older than many of our listeners.
Yeah, we've been using that gag since our early days.
Yep.
It still works. I don't know. Let's laughter. It's so important. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. Mark,
They got the barbecue sauce.
They sure do. Go down there. They got it as a condiment, and you can buy the barbecue sauce at Firehouse Subs.
Disneyland has now been open for 62 years.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
It is. From the absolute lost. What is that? What? Evidently.
Why would you bring me up when you know we're working
on
this
stuff? Because we're doing
this
and we're doing sound effects. I thought you could put it on hold.
This man's time's valuable. I can't just put him on hold.
He's sitting there with his arms folded.
Because we're working.
We're listening.
So there'll be nothing today?
Yeah, his sleeves are rolled up.
There'll be nothing today?
Fine.
Yes. Fine. This is...
Fine.
Well, we just need to know one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, I just assumed that he's always over here.
No, the show comes first. Let me explain. And this is not you. I know you're young in the business. And Rick's got a technological mind.
You go ahead and explain.
I'll try.
I mean, I'm going to do a mental inventory of the used nails and screws I'd need to get started.
Things that... I might be old school about this. Internet, downloadable stuff, pictures, and all should take during the show a back seat because our audience is listening. And
yeah, but he's trying to head off trouble because he knows then people are going to be complaining about that, and then you'll be complaining about that because
yes,
you'll be
I
getting
will.
Complaints.
But we got 5 minutes here. Do we got? Are we good?
4 minutes now.
We good?
Good enough.
Sorry about that, folks. You know, leave it to Stan. He's always thinking about you, the listener.
So, Disneyland, 62.
Right.
That's amazing.
It sure is.
That's not the only thing amazing. As you will soon see with today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about Disneyland.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about Disneyland.
Dick.
You had that one all queued up, ready to go.
That one was ready to go, see?
only six of my buttons loaded.
Oh, we
only six of your buttons loaded?
It's a new computer, Stan.
We need to get caught up with Maxine Waters. She's had some real winners over the past 2 weeks.
I know she has. I don't think he has those buttons lit up, though. Nice to know Jerry Clower's fine.
The top things you didn't know about Disneyland.
Sorry about that, folks.
Many nights, Minnie gets all menstrual at Mickey for his condescending mouse-splaining.
Going on over there.
He's only got six buttons. Selected guests are allowed to actually pilot the Mark Twain riverboat, but for the sake of authenticity, they require you to say the N-word. That's a N-word Jim.
Yep.
So many things have gotten so touchy now, you can't even have pancakes at Sambo's anymore.
What's going on over there? Now your buttons, none of your buttons. Okay, that one works fine, doesn't it?
There are known knowns.
Right.
There are things we know.
Yep.
We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
What do you make of this?
Well, frankly, Larry, I'm not sure what the question was. When Walt Disney first envisioned the park, he always hoped it would one day be filled with Asian tourists aggressively shoving everyone out of the way to get a photo in front of Cinderella's castle.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
Mm-hmm. I like to play the bass. An easy way to cut down on the long wait in lines is to cough and go, sorry, Ebola.
Dick.
Well, that one just there. No problem on that
We
one.
Probably should have let him work on the podcast because this is not worthwhile.
No, it's not.
What are you, some kind of nut? Who do you think you are?
Dun, dun, dun! I am Captain Chaos.
You know what? I'm just going to shut the damn thing off over
there. Let him get back to work.
Get back.
Yeah.
And just let you... Do we even have Howdy Doody at the end of the thing? Larry King?
No.
That ought to keep the... No. Freddie Wilhite?
Freddie's on vacation.
Disneyland sells 2.8 million churros a year. And that's to Kevin James alone.
Mashed potatoes, gravy!
No, stop it.
I know why.
Hey, we can just cut this whole segment out today.
Main Street was modeled after a small town in Missouri.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the It's a Small World ride was modeled after Nazi Germany.
A lot of people don't know that's a fact.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about Disneyland.
Yes.
Speaking of It's a Small World, half of it's empty thanks to the travel ban.
I thought you said...
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock. That's it, baby.
Hey, everybody. D-Train here. I want to thank you all so much for being such dedicated Stan and Haney podcast listeners. And just want to throw out there, if you're looking for new podcasts to add to your library, please check out the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast. That is my World War II-based podcast. And Dave the Waterman and I also host a general topic podcast called The Waterman and D-Train Show. You can find our podcast at 96krock.com, the 96krock phone app, iTunes, and Stitcher. Thanks so much. And now back to the Stan and Haney Show.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Hey!
Tony D'Amico, my friend, we've patched up our differences. You're okay in my book. Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder up there in Cape Coral. How are you, buddy?
I am doing fantastic, given all the madness in the air.
Little play on words there, my friend.
Yeah, I most certainly am. You know, a lot of people don't realize.
Yes.
Because we are a Chowder landmark.
You're right, the home of the milk.
We're not just a five-star white tablecloth dining experience.
You've never been that. Go ahead.
We are also a wonderful place to watch sports.
Since when? Tell me, since when? First of all, I've never known you to be a basketball fan, period. You've never followed the game as long as I know. You're not white tablecloth at Cape Crepe and Chowder, fine dining experience. It's...
Thank you, Dan.
Why are you calling me? First of all, I mean...
I'm just calling to say hello to a friend.
Yeah, and what?
And also let all the good people know that Cape Crepe and Chowder is your one-stop shop for all the basketball nonsense.
If you're showing free TV, just the local CBS affiliates covering of the basketball tournament, you better not be charging any kind of cover, because that's illegal.
I am charging a cover, and it's worth every penny.
It is not worth every penny.
If you want to call it a cover charge, then you go ahead and do so, but that is misleading the public.
You're misleading the public.
I charge $17.95 a head, and the basketball is just a bonus.
Oh,
what
so
you're paying for is a sumptuous green buffet featuring corned beef and cabbage.
Wait.
And Shamrock Surprise. All you can eat.
Wait a second. All you can eat for how much?
$17.95.
Well, let me explain. That sounds like St. Patrick's Day stuff. That's good. You're serving St. Patrick's Day food.
Stan.
Is that what you're doing? Tony, hold it a second.
Stan, if this is the way you want to play it, If you want to beat up on an old man trying to make a living, then go ahead.
You're trying.
Here's
to,
what happened.
You're trying to cheat the public.
I had leftover food from St. Patrick's Day that is probably turned. I went into my back bedroom and brought that TV to the restaurant and hooked it up to the antenna. Is that how you want to play it? Because I'll tell you, I am sick and tired of this country taking a dump on a small businessman.
You're ripping people off.
I'm not ripping people off. They're ripping me off. Everybody in this country thinks everything should be handed to them, and that they can just go willy-nilly and file a lawsuit on anybody they want to. And I'm talking to you, Patricia Strickland.
And, all right, well, you know what?
I'm tired of people stealing from me.
Okay. People are stealing from you, too? What are you talking about, people are stealing from you? Who's stealing
Dad,
from you?
One of the reasons that I brought in the TV from the back bedroom is because it's got a built-in VCR.
So it's and like
now
a...
It got HQ circuitry with four heads. Now, I don't know what that means, other than it's a good, clear picture if you adjusted tracking. What I have done
is
a scene straight out of To Catch a Thief. Because somebody
is stealing from you.
They're stealing from me, Stan, and I'm going to catch them. Somebody is lifting toilet paper out of the bag.
There isn't anybody lifting toilet unless there's a bum walking into your place. Tony, please stop for just a second, because I don't want to rain on your parade. I'd like you to make
Stan, please, after all these years, call me Mr. D'Amico. Tony was my father.
I want to get things straight with you. I just want to understand what you're doing, because you obviously are calling me because you want to promote some kind of rip-off thing that you're doing. I mean, some kind of fun thing that you're doing.
Truth be told, yes.
Okay. You smoking?
Yeah, is that a problem?
No, not at all.
Let me explain to you the day that Tony has had.
Okay.
I am hanging on by a thread.
Well, I knew that for a year. Who's trying to take your business away? And put down the cigarette for just a second to talk to me.
Don't presume, sir, to tell me what to smoke or when to smoke.
Well, you're having a conversation with somebody. Proper politeness would say, put down the cigarette and talk to me, instead of taking another...
I think the word you're looking for is etiquette.
Well, yeah, have some proper etiquette on the phone.
As I've told you before,
you want people to drop
there are times when you come across as very common.
And you come across as a slob.
Pardon me?
You heard me. You're trying to go and rip people off. People are, and you're smoking.
No,
sitting in your
tornado. People are trying to rip me off because they think Tony's an old softy.
Yeah. You get people, tell me, what now? People are doing this to you all the time, you old man.
Stan.
Tony.
I deal with a good paper company.
Okay.
And I take delivery on paper towels and toilet paper.
Okay. Don't know why.
I keep very close track of my inventory.
You're right.
As a courtesy to the customer, I always make sure that there is more than enough toilet paper to accommodate anyone.
Well, you should. You're running a restaurant.
I keep one on the roll, and then I keep multiple rolls underneath the sink, the vanity.
What is
it? By the way, was just replaced 2 years ago.
You're right, the vanity.
I insist on a quality restroom.
And you just have one restroom in the place where it has both the girl and the guy first come, first serve.
Well, it's boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
But...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Goals restroom suffered water damage. And that is shut down permanently.
So you got
and
just
so one. Now everybody has to use the buoys
But that's in that's a health code violation.
Oh, it's unisex.
Okay.
And you know I'm famous for having ice in the urine.
Yeah, always had. Keeping it fresh. Never mind. No. Never mind a urinal cake. Just put ice
in there. I noticed that I was going through toilet paper like it was going out of style.
Yes, sir.
And to the tune of about 3 rolls a week, were walking out of the restaurant.
Yeah, whole 3 rolls.
Now, I have a regular here by the name of Patricia Strickland.
Yes, tell
and
me about...
She comes by at least once a week, sometimes twice.
Patricia does.
And she carries a very large bag.
Big handbag on Patricia Strickland.
And I would have never thought it. Because she is a long-time customer.
Only customer.
And I thought that it was her stealing the toilet paper.
Right.
But I can't go put my hands on a woman or her handbag.
That's correct.
So in order to prove it, I drilled a hole.
You did what?
Between the storage room and the bathroom.
You can't do that!
And I have a video camera.
You can't do that!
And a still camera with a fisheye lens.
Why is that your problem,
Tom? So that I can see all angles, including where the toilet paper is stored. And evidently, I did not do a proper job of camouflage.
She spotted the hole in the wall, didn't she?
She saw the hole and then saw the camera.
Right. And she
told me she's going to take me for everything I got.
She can. She caught you red-handed on that, you perv.
Well, she caught me before I could catch her.
Is she?
And guess what? Patricia Strickland.
You
Cody had no interest in seeing your hoo-ha.
You can't have cameras drilled into a wall.
What person in their right mind would think that I, Tony D'Amico, for Christ's sake,
yeah,
would want to see people's private
part. I, for one, know that you'd probably do it, you creep.
Oh, you're
a creep. You know what? You're all worried. She caught you red-handed. You got cameras with a fisheye lens in the one working bathroom you got.
Well, believe you
because
me.
3 rolls of toilet paper are missing a week. Not that they might be used, but then again, nobody's using that bathroom. You are $17.95 to eat spoiled food, watch a basketball game, one game.
I bought that TV in from my own back bedroom.
And you got a surveillance camera on the one working restroom, and then you caught because somebody's stealing effing toilet paper.
There's no need for 2 restrooms. That one restroom has a urinal and a sit-down crapper.
Right, and you got yourself caught by, what's her name, Patricia Strickland?
Patricia Strickland.
Right, who is going to take you, not that you got anything, except
let me tell you this, Patty. If I go to Patty's house,
yeah,
Miss Patricia Strickland,
yes,
I would be willing to bet. I'd bet hard money. And when I break into her house tonight, I am going to see a minimum of 3 rolls of Pillow Soft premium facial tissue.
I don't believe this. First of all,
and they are the double stuff rolls.
I understand. 2-ply? Wait a second.
Oh, these are 4-ply.
Wait a second.
Where they got like the little needle holes there.
Right, quilted.
Right.
All right, look.
What I get for providing quality.
It ain't quality, it's crap.
Now, and I ordered extra because I figured if people are going to be eating this corned beef and cabbage that's turned, they're going to need some toilet paper.
All right, you're not going to be able to break into her house tonight, and don't do that. for three lousy rolls.
I got a good mind, too.
But, hey, you know what? I'm going to put you in a good mood. I'm going to give you a 30 seconds of free advertising. Tony, what do you got going on tonight at Cape Crepe and Chowder?
Hey,
buddy.
I'm glad you asked, Dan. Come support the small businessman who is humble of heart and sound of mind.
Yeah, well,
I say this because with this price, I must be crazy. But I'm not. $17.95 for corned beef and cabbage and Shamrock Surprise. Now you may be asking yourself, the good people of Cape Carroll, what exactly is a Shamrock Surprise?
What is Shamrock Surprise, Tony?
It's a clover leaf shaped gelatin bowl, green jello.
Okay, $17.95.
Right.
All right, Tony. Hey, thanks, buddy. You're something else. And don't go break into that woman's house tonight.
Dad, I want to thank you sincerely.
Absolutely,
for
you.
Advertising.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Just think about that, Tony. Another free ad going your way. Another.
You know what?
What?
I tried to thank you, and then you throw it in my face again.
There you go again. Always
let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, friend.
You come into my restaurant and you're starving and you got no money, you're going to eat.
Yeah, and
so
I'll end up
all you're
sick.
Doing is doing what I do for you.
Ah, you don't do nothing for me. You don't do nothing.
Sick.
Yeah, shut up.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes. Whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
We are Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. All right. I was glad to take your phone calls here. Ahoy.
Hi, it's Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control.
Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control. What can I do for you today, buddy?
Well, first of all, great show that you do. I enjoy it very, very much. I moved down here a couple of months ago from Pennsylvania. and I really enjoy what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that.
Before I forget,
yeah,
I just want to make sure that I got your back, because I'll tell everybody out there, I agree with you. There's no such thing as fireflies.
Oh, you've heard us talking about that, Gary?
There's no such thing.
Well, I guess you own a business, High Five Pest Control?
That's me.
Okay.
It's Gary from High Five Pest Control.
Well, hi there, Gary. High Five Pest Control. So I guess new to town, you just opened up the business, or did you move it down from where?
Pennsylvania is what I call it. I got some great news a couple of months ago that my uncle died.
Great news.
I come into a bit of money.
Okay.
And I decided that I was struggling there, and, I had been underemployed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, a lot of people are with the economy the way it is there, especially in Pennsylvania.
So I decided to follow my dream
with the
$5,000 that my uncle left me.
$5,000. Yeah, yeah, with the $5,000.
I never had that much money in my life.
Right.
Okay. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to make a fresh start of it down there in Florida. And I stumbled across your show,
uh-huh.
And you're great.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve all good things, my friend.
Ah, oh, that's nice of you to say, Gary.
And I've been listening to you for several months.
That's great.
And I really enjoy it. And I just don't understand why I can't get a salesperson to come out here.
Well, hold on. Wait a second. Gary, from High Five Pest Control.
I want to advertise my business on your show.
I don't see why you shouldn't. You mean to tell me that you have not been, have you tried calling a salesperson? I mean, you're calling here in the studio, and I'm glad you did, Gary. But have you tried calling our front office and to get a salesperson to so you can buy some advertising?
They say they can't come out here.
The salesperson says they can't come out there. Where are you?
Well, it's hard to say because where I've located my business, I had to have affordable rent.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one in a strip center. And I'm on a place called Burnt Store Road, but the road goes off of that, but they don't have no name for it. And so I was going to see if I could get it called Stan Haney Street like you guys did.
Oh, stop it, Gary. That, you don't have to do that. I mean, so you're way out there. You're but do you have like an address like, hey, it's Gary. Hi, it's Gary from High Five Pest Control. I'm at blank.
No.
Because
the road doesn't exist as far as maps are concerned. And I had to take out for the physical address of the business when I'm trying to get permitting and all of this stuff. I had to go to one of those mailbox stores that gives you a fake street address.
So you got like a post office box to handle your...
No, it's a street address somewhere in Fort Myers. It's quite a drive.
I'm trying to follow.
But, you know, you need that. You got to show that you're real, and
yes.
You got a good street address.
Okay, yes.
And I explained
it. It's off of Burnt Store. There's no name.
Right. I said, you don't want to go to the address in Fort Myers because that would just be a mailbox and packaging store.
Okay, but I understand that, Gary. Gary, why if people, you would come,
you
to,
would
the
come
people,
to the people,
right?
All right. Well, yes, but...
So they don't need to know where you are. You just tell them where the bill is stuff and then go and have people come out. You come out to see them.
Well, the problem is I just come into $5,000.
You told me that.
It took me a little bit of that money just to get down here for gas.
Look, yeah, Gary.
And then I had to apply for all of this paperwork. And even though the rent's cheap, that takes a bite and all that. And so I was explaining this on the telephone.
To a salesperson?
I don't know who I was talking to. I think I was talking to a salesperson, and they said, you know what, Gary, can I put you on hold?
Yeah.
And I explained that $5,000 or what's left of it is all I have in the world.
How much do you have left of that?
Well, that's kind of a private matter.
Well, you've got to hold it. Hold it, Gary. Please,
let's
Gary.
Just say I have over $700.
Okay, now, can you put that $700 to advertising?
Well, I was going to do part of it, but I explained to the salesperson my whole situation, the no-name road, and all of that, and they listened to all of it. And then they said, can you please hold? I think this is a matter for my manager.
Uh-huh.
And then this person come on the phone, and she says, is this Gary from High Five Pest Control? I say, yes, sir, it is. There and ready to go. When do I cut my head? And she says to me,
yeah,
Gary, I don't think radio is for you, and hung up.
Wait, hold on a second. You sure you called the right place? Because I'll tell you, they'll sell anybody ads. I know, I've tried. But Gary, let's stop for a second. So the salesperson here at the radio station said radio's not for you.
No, the salesperson didn't say that. The salesperson put me on hold.
Yes.
Where I listened to a message about how great you are. You, the other
stations. Right, the other stations. Yeah, they don't have us on that hold. It's how great the other stations are.
I live here worried about you, and I thought you were the best. So anyways, then she, I get a hold of this person that evidently is a manager, says, are you Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control? I said, yes, Gary. And she radio ain't to you. Click. And so I called him back.
You called the radio station back.
And I very politely explained that I'm a local businessman.
Well, new to town, local businessman.
Yes. And
he had a lot of money, $5,000.
Yes, I have more money than I've ever had in my life. Right. I have opened a business. It's time to turn things around.
Right. Well, that's good.
I got hung up on, or disconnected. I thought maybe we got disconnected.
Right. That's explainable.
And so I got back and I found the original salesperson who asked me, Gary, can I be blunt with you? I said, I'm a small businessman. I know. Go ahead. Say what you need to say. He called me an a-hole. And he said, do you know that I would spend more in gas to come see you than you could afford to spend on advertising? Oh. And I think your business is going to go under.
That's
and I can hear somebody in the background yelling at the salesperson, no more bad paper.
You know,
so
it's like, Gary,
I can pay cash.
Yeah, it would be cash up front.
They say I'd have to have the credit to afford it. Because I was trying to figure out what could I get for $75.
$75?
I'm a first-time business owner. I don't know how much things
cost.
Well,
you know what? Maybe radio isn't for you.
And I had to buy the chemicals and all this stuff. I don't know anything about the pest control business.
Wait, stop for a second. Gary, you're in the pest control business because you wanted to start.
Gary from Hi-Fi Pest Control.
Okay, but you don't know anything about pests.
I don't know it from Adam, but I was going to be my own boss.
Oh, yeah, that dream.
As of now, I am my own boss, but your person tells me that I'm a failure.
I don't know that they said a failure or anything like that. Look, can I help you out here, Gary? Can I
they
help?
They said I may as well set that $50 on fire.
Look, can I help? Let me try to do something here for you, okay? Are you listening?
Maybe you can give away a half price pest control.
No, I can't. I'm not doing half. You don't. Do you have any clients yet? You don't know anything about. I think you need a license. You need a license to run a pest control. You're dealing with chemicals and insecticides
and
stuff like that.
I'm paying taxes. And in order to turn a profit, like an entrepreneur is supposed to do, I'm ordering in the chemicals. They're from Dow Chemical. They just have a different label, and they're from India.
No, stop. Wait, now, look.
So I got the poison.
It's an insecticide. It's not poison.
Well, I'm brand new in the business.
Right. What about, can you handle a rat problem?
Well, let me tell you what I can do.
Mosquitoes?
I can handle the roaches.
Roaches.
What you people call the palmetto bugs.
Right.
I won't kill them, but I'll remove roly-polies from your yard. I don't like ants.
No. We got fire ants down here, Gary.
I don't like ants.
Well, that's the biggest problem, especially where you're at. Your market, it's going to be full of fire ants. You're going to be dealing with ants every day.
I don't care for them.
I don't care that you don't care for them. Look.
Well, that's the whole crux of my business, Dan. I don't care for them. I want to kill them.
You'll kill them. You don't care for them.
I will kill ants. I will kill cockroaches, whatever you want to call them. The palmetto thingy.
Roly-polies.
I will not kill them, but I will relocate them into the wild.
So let me get look. I'm going to try to do you a favor here. If you just shut up for a second,
I kill bugs dead.
That's already been taken.
Oh.
That's already been taken. You got to do – why would you call yourselves High Five Pest Control, like a high five?
Because I'm a positive person.
Yeah.
And when you're feeling very positive,
uh-huh,
like, say, the Jets just scored a touchdown, you want to high five naturally.
Right. So when you come out and kill the bugs, then you want to high five them.
And if you welcome me into your home, I will kill things. And when I'm done, mm-hmm, I'll give you a high five.
Okay.
I'm a trained killer, uh-huh, not murderer.
Okay, trained killer, not murderer.
I'm not really trained. I tell people that so they do better.
$75 with all you have to spend is probably not profitable for you or the salesperson.
Look,
I can understand
that. Don't you see the great product that I'm offering here? I will deal with all types of pests. Name a pest.
Let's say a raccoon.
Oh.
Huh? Raccoon.
What's the matter? You don't like a raccoon?
They're pests. We got armadillos down here.
Armadillo?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Mosquitoes. Fire ants.
Well, wait a second.
Termites. Big, bad thing. Termites.
Mosquitoes, ants, termites, that's all fine.
Yeah.
Why would you want to hurt a raccoon?
You ever get one of those in your attic? You know what? I'm going to do you a favor.
You're talking about raccoons. Look, pal, I don't know who you think I am. I may be a killer, but I'm not a murderer. I'm not going to kill a mammal.
You're going to kill a rat? You're going to kill a rat, mice?
How could I, in good consciousness, kill a living, breathing mammal? They have teeth just like us.
There's no helping him. There's no helping Gary from High Five Pest Control. I'm sorry.
Recently, Dave the Waterman was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his parents. Deep down, he knew they were right. But he also knew that someday he would return to them. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his longtime friend, Stan Nowalonic. Sometime earlier, Stan's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return.
Man, we're going to have a good time tonight.
Do you want to do something about these beer bottles?
Woo!
Now, can two grown men share a condo without driving each other crazy?
Woo! Give me another beer, will
you? Dave, you want to keep it down? My daughter's asleep in the other room.
Woo! Anybody seen my papers?
What the hell is this that I found in the dresser drawer?
Woo, man, the ladies are coming over tonight, man.
Dave, it's 3 a.m.
Woo! This is going to be great.
Dave the Waterman and Stan Nowalonic are The Odd Couple.
Woo! Woo!
Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm getting there, man. I'm getting there. Looky here.
What?
I think I got a hold of some bad pork rinds last night.
Bad pork rinds. All right, you not feeling up to par? You not feeling up to snuff?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think that I'm royalty, but I've spent an awful lot of time on thrones.
The socialite of Suncoast joining us once again. You know what? I don't want to get you upset or anything. Your brother Rocky's on the phone.
I don't have a brother.
Rocky, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay. I have your brother on the other end of the line.
Well, first of all, I don't pay no attention. Nobody did, but hypothetically, if I was to say something to somebody I'm not speaking to, I might say, that's nothing you'd have to worry about now, because I wouldn't piss on you if you was on fire, you jackass.
Oh, Rocky, you want to say anything to your brother about a comment like that? That's pretty mean coming from blood.
That is pretty mean, considering he knows. I mean, it's going back to when me and my daddy used to call him a little broke-down Rupert Holmes going out to sing a song, thinking he was somebody. He knows where it all comes from. He'd piss on me just as soon as he would anybody.
Brother, you got anything to say about that? Did you sing when you were a little kid, too, and think you sang really well? Did you do? Did your daddy get you a ukulele?
Look here, you asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question.
I had the voice of an angel when I was a boy, and there was even talk about me joining a Mormon Tabernacle Boys Choir.
Is that true, Rocky?
Well, between me, you, and the rest of the family, we know that was just to get rid of him. Out there, send him away for a while, like a military camp. We just told him, yeah, you sound good. Yeah, you ought to go out and try to join in on the Osmond Trail. You might be just like, you might make out all right out there.
Brother, they tried to do that to just get you out of the house.
Well, people can say all kinds of things and trying to rewrite history, but the fact of the matter is, my father would whoop ass on any one of them sons of bitches.
Your daddy took a lot out on you.
Looky here. I don't have nothing to say to those stout.
And I think you got a nerve, Stan. Looks like you got the one that's left.
Yeah, I got the nerve. Well, you know what? It's not about me. Again, I'm trying to be peacemaker here. Your blood, both of your blood.
My daddy always warned me. He said, whatever you do, don't ever try to stop the crowd.
Yeah. Now, wait a second.
After you push star for yes, I accept the call from Stark. That's where you heard that. Right after you got done, when you talked to him. Guaranteed it was yellow pants that night.
Some people is so damn stupid they don't know the difference between Stark and Rayford.
So hold on a second. Were you in Rayford?
I don't like what's going on here.
This is the first time that I heard you actually did hard time in Rayford.
Yeah, well, you heard footlong, right? You know what that's going down.
Now, wait a second, Rocky. You said he was in Stark. Was he in Stark or Rayford?
His daddy was in Stark. He was in Rayford.
Well, Dad, I honestly, I thought better of you.
You gonna sing Mel tonight? Well, Mel Killick.
I would never bring up anything about the subject of what happened when I had Imogene up in Chillicothe.
You were in Chillicothe?
No, I'm talking about what somebody may or may not have done to my Aunt Imogene in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Rocky, what did you do?
That's neither here nor there. I thought this call was going back to us putting things together. Now, you want to talk about people bringing up old wounds, you know I love that dear woman. And for everybody, I mean, we ain't blood. Everybody knows that. You made that well clear. So as far as the whole relationship thing, let's get that straight right now before we start making before we start blaming people.
Well, I tell you what, if it was ever come up in polite conversation, and Imogene in Chillicothe, Ohio.
What did he do to Imogene in Chillicothe, Ohio? Why don't we just come around? Let's clear this up. He don't want to talk. He said he loved that woman.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I imagine that somebody might love a woman who left him $5,000 and left everybody else in the hole because he ass-kissed her.
Rocky, you're an ass-kisser.
Once again, poor Friar Boy got left out again, just like when Tina used to make you cook me large french fries and charge me for a small. You've been pissed about that ever since.
Then all of a sudden, maybe somebody's saying, oh, I'm living in Columbus now in a nice apartment, pretending like I go to school there or something.
Did you go to school in Columbus, Rocky, or did you just bum around up there?
I had a few classes. I was on campus every now and again. I was doing some things.
He was. He was on campus, buddy.
Sorry about
that. Well,
look
here, but just because somebody's chasing college tail with $5,000 of what I call ill-gotten gain from a dead woman, that to me, that ain't nothing but dirt.
Just you can't, like a, you can't just fault him for being left $5,000 from his aunt. You got left me, nothing. Sissy got left nothing. He got $5,000 and wasted it up there.
Well, now looky here.
Looky here.
I would not lower myself to hitchhiking all the way up to Chillicothe, Ohio, just to kiss the ass of some old broad, hoping I might come away with a couple grand.
No, but you'll lay around in your piss stained sheets crying about it to this day, won't you?
You are. You know what? You do whine a lot about this. Whenever we bring up family, you're whining about just whatever.
You wanna, okay.
I'll be having flashbacks from the wind off of Erica this weekend, blowing all my shutters. I'll think I'll be having flashbacks back to my childhood, sleeping in the same room as you, you son of a bitch.
I'll tell you this. What? Some people are just flat out jealous of talent.
Well, you know what? Let me hold
somebody
it.
Somebody might be jealous that nobody ever come around yelling free bird at him.
I go, both of you take a step back. Now, both of you live in the area now. Both of you
what
live.
What do you mean, both of you? I don't hear nobody but me.
Both of you live in the area. You're up in North. Who among you has the nicer trailer?
Me.
You well,
knows it. That's why he's quiet.
Well, I'm now there might be another reason that I'm being quiet, and I don't know why I should be quiet, because I have no reason to protect anybody that ain't really blood, and I can just say one name, Luberta.
Who's Luberta? Who's Luberta?
You know, there's
some people know goddamn well who Luberta is.
Did Rocky steal your girl, Luberta?
Oh, I wouldn't touch that bitch with a 10-foot pole. But I'll tell you what I know about Luberta.
What?
She ain't too pretty, and she don't smell good, but she got a job at the hospital.
And what does Rocky have to do with Luberta?
Because some people can lower themselves to perform sexually on a goddamn repulsive creature in order to have a double wife.
So because Rocky went and had sex with Luberta, he moved into Luberta's double wife?
Let's put it this way. A man ain't a man if he don't rent his own trailer.
Oh, really? Like you did with Amy and moving in with Amy?
That's different. That was love.
That was love, but it wasn't love
was
with Luberta
sure,
and Rocky?
That was godly love.
It was godly, all right. There were two pigs just like on the ark.
Yeah. Well, how about ungodly, like Luberta?
Look, I mean, they all get prettier at closing time, if you know what I'm saying.
Look.
Well, and you know what, that might well be, but when you wake up in the morning, you got enough sense to get the hell out.
Yeah, remember when you got lost, when you went to that woman's house?
Yes, I do. I was over there at Twin Oaks.
Three Oaks.
How's your stepson with Amy doing? How's that?
Remember?
Son of a bitch.
Look, I can't go out. Can
we?
What you trying to say is, looky here.
Looky here.
Hey, Rocky, did you ever
looky
get it?
Here.
Rocky, did you ever get it on with Amy?
Let's just say if she was a golf hole, I drove the green. Before anyone else played through, if you know what I'm getting at.
You know, Ain't that right? I seen an episode of Dr. Phil one time.
Yeah.
And the subject of the show was toxic people.
And your brother's one of them?
I'm not saying nothing here or there. I don't even have a brother.
He's your brother. He might be a half-brother. I still haven't figured that out. He's your brother. Can we just...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You say something about half-ass?
Hey, Rocky, did you have any... did you do his other lady, Nikki? Did you ever have her?
Shut up about Nikki!
That was when I was going to school in Chillicothe. I was away for that one. I was living a good life. I was a college student at that time. I was getting more tail than them Humane Society.
Look.
Not looking here.
What?
That said, I think I reckon you know well enough a man has to live by a code.
Yes.
And I don't think much of a man who lived by the code hoes before bros.
Right, because it is bros before hoes.
Everybody know that.
Yeah, that's true, Rocky. You know that, right?
I do know that. All right. But I've been told since then that you ain't my brother, Sus. I thought it was fair game, you know what I mean?
You didn't say you didn't have a brother.
You know made the rules.
I have heard tell that some people say that leftovers is even better than they was when they was fresh.
Key Largo singer Bertie Higgins saved the lives of an elderly woman and her three grandchildren this past weekend in a town in Oklahoma called Smacker, Oklahoma. And it is a pleasure to have Key Largo singer Bertie Higgins with us right now. Bertie, welcome to the show. You're being hailed a hero.
I don't know that I'd hail myself as quite a hero, but what happened happened.
What did you do? What happened?
Well, there's been a lot of attention.
Have you had a prefrontal lobotomy or something? Sorry about that. Go ahead. You're being hailed a hero. Go ahead. You're doing what in Smacker?
Ever since I faked my own death, I've been traveling the country, and I generally don't speak to people.
Well.
So I'm sorry if my communication skills aren't quite up to par.
That's all right.
I do a lot of deep thinking.
Okay. Take us to Smacker and what happened this weekend. Yeah, what are you, hiking, walking, driving on Old Worcester Highway in Smacker? What are you doing? You backpacking it? What?
Well, I'm actually, I traded in my Acura for an old pickup truck.
Okay.
And it has rails on the side of it.
Okay, all right.
You know, I put them on just wooden planks.
That's good. What is it, an old F-150?
Yes, it's almost like a Beverly Hillbilly style.
Okay, all right.
Modern twist on it.
But I want to know about the old woman. How old of a woman are you talking? Grandmother. Is she a grandmother in her 50s? Because they don't give me a lot of details. Is she in her 50s, 60s, 80s? What is she with three grandkids?
Well, I'm not an ageist, but... She was old.
About as old as you. What happened? Was there something? Did they get lost in a cornfield? Did they get caught in a hay baler? Or what did they? What happened?
Well, my truck broke down, and
right.
I had to stop, and I thought it would just be an overheated radiator. And I thought, well. By golly, if I can get my hands on some water, I can probably just let it cool down and fix it myself.
Okay, all right.
You know, we're out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like there's a store to stop at.
I think there's a country store on Old Whistler Highway.
That's true, but that's about 30 miles away. I'd already passed it.
All right, I understand.
But I go up to the door, and I... asked the nice lady who appeared old if I could possibly get several gallons of fresh water. I understand that in this family, it is their belief that in the Bible it says that God commands you to take up serpents And I believe it was her son or some relative. He was old as well.
Yeah.
And when I went into the water, this elderly gentleman asked me if I would like to see his venomous snake collection. I said, absolutely.
What, did you go to one of these religious things with the snakes and all?
I just stopped by a farmhouse to get several gallons of water.
For your overheated pickup truck.
Yes, and also to drink. And so I was in a room with
don't
all
mix
of
up
these
the jugs.
Venomous, with these venomous snakes,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I have to say that I feel this is inappropriate, and I'm uncomfortable. And the man said to me, ye not be afraid, for the Lord is at hand, or something like that. And with that, he started to remove every snake from its container, and the old woman and small children came in. I guess they use it as a playroom. And I grabbed a Western Diamondback Rattler, one of the most aggressive snakes in the world.
You know about them, I don't.
And I ripped its head off with my bare hands.
Wow.
And, at that point, you know, things got easier from there. Well, the Eastern Diamondback really was docile. I spared him. I killed coral snakes and just a variety of venomous pit vipers.
Any copperheads?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They had pretty much any venomous snake that you can think of.
Cottonmouth? Got a cottonmouth there? Cottonmouth?
That's what I was going to say. The gentleman, after he'd been bitten and was passing away, told me that...
he's dying?
Yes. And he said it was... The Lord said it was his time or something, but he was explaining to me he enjoyed this so much that he had every venomous snake in North America and had even imported a few, and some of them I didn't recognize, but I killed them all except for the Eastern Diamondback, which I brought with me on the road.
And I understand from what I'm reading, the Smacker Chamber of Commerce awarded you with their Hero of the Week award for saving the lives of this elderly woman and grandchildren. How can you go and accept such awards like this if you're a man? By the way, Key Largo singer Bertie Higgins on with us, being hailed a hero in Smacker, Oklahoma.
Given a medal with a ribbon attached to it by the Young Republicans of the Chickasee Reservation. And it was the old man's dying wish that prompted me to accept these awards and reveal who I really am.
You told him you were Key Largo singer Bertie Higgins.
I identified myself, and he was starting with what I guess some people call the death rattle, and he asked me if I would sing it for him.
Will you sing it for us too, Bertie?
Well, I very nearly removed my tongue when I faked my death because I did not want to be asked ever again.
Oh, come on, Bertie. I mean, the man behind Key Largo itself. Here's looking at you, kid. Come on, let's say, come on.
We had a fall. Just like Foggy and the Fog.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. It's greatly appreciated. Great to be back from vacation. And normally I'd be saying Matt Mangus is coming up next, but he's not, because he's filling in for Jeff Zito in the middays. So he's working a 9-to-5 shift this week, Matt Mangus.
Next man up.
next man up. You know, and the other thing is we're wrapping up our first day back from vacation. And the two biggest F-ups that we know have been mysteriously absent. We haven't heard from Dave the Waterman, who's hiding for good reason. And we haven't heard from fat ass Donnie, despite the fact that he terrorized our receptionist for 2 weeks straight. You dumbass fool.
You know, it's one thing to pester us, but she doesn't need that.
You know, and I just can't wait.
Well, it's the same thing he did at the scooter store and anybody that'll talk to him.
Yep. Something has to be done about that.
Well, you know, we're entitled to take time off the rest of the time. We try and take the heat off the rest of Southwest Florida.
That's true. And then,
we let him get it out of his system.
Yep. It's got to come to an end. I might have to deal with a cop with both of them. And let me tell you something. Fry Dave's, I sense, is coming to an end.
No, they're not.
Don't worry about his family. This shouldn't surprise them by now. Let's get you.
You are so pleased with yourself.
Well, it's the truth. Seriously, he's 42 years old. They've heard worse.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm telling you.
A lot worse
from that one. Boy Waterman. Do you know he was born without a name?
That's true. He's related to a dog and a pygmy.
Trust me, the parents have heard worse.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, couple of things on the board. Both of them are in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Camelot Drive and McGregor Boulevard. The other one, a crash, Fort Myers. Summerlin Road and College Parkway. And you are up to date.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm originally from a small town in Tennessee, and when I tell people that in Los Angeles, it confuses them. They're always like, oh, like Chattanooga? I'm like, oh, no. What? No. Oh, you have no idea, do you? Okay, how can I explain? Okay, when I was in fifth grade, my older cousin went to a field party, got in a fight, and killed a dude. When I was in high school, the dead dude's sister asked me to the prom. That's a small town, you guys. Not a lot of options. I had to decline her offer because my father made a solid point when he went, ooh, I don't know about that. She might have forgot, but I don't think her daddy did. People in the South love that joke so much. It makes people outside the South sad. People in the South just like, those are just two good dads right there. That's all I do.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Before we get to your phone calls, our lovely receptionist, Tammy, is here, and apparently there was an issue over vacation.
She says I'm a distraught caller.
A distraught caller, somebody. What's the deal?
I have a bone to pick with all three of you, and my hands are on my hips as I'm talking.
Yeah, it is.
She's never talked to us hands on hips before.
It's almost like back in her teaching days when she had to discipline a student.
She's so nice.
What did we do?
Your friend.
Use that term very, extremely loosely.
Get up on the microphone a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
I know you can't because I'm staring and screaming at you. I'm sorry. So, Donnie.
She was talking to us hands on hips.
Yeah, I know.
I totally was. Like, buzz. Yeah, I was. Donnie.
Fat greaseball Donnie.
Oh, Jesus.
What about that son of a bitch?
By day two, he could not get a hold of any of you. He called first and said, I've been trying to call inside the studio line and I can't reach anybody. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know who he was at first because he said, well, I'm like, they're gone for 2 weeks. There's not anyone in there. It's the best of. They're back Monday. And then he calls back like about an hour later and says, are you the Tammy they talk about all the time? And that was where I made my mistake.
Oh, no.
You should have said no.
And then second day he calls. And then
he called 2 days.
Yeah, 2 of 6 days because he just kept calling. Same time. So I know what time he usually calls your guys' show. And then he called, and then he was kind of flirting with me and saying, you know, I know these guys really well, you know, really close. And,
yeah,
you know, we go, we're out.
Yeah, good friends of mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offer take
yeah,
a ride
we're tight.
On his chair.
And if you ever need anything from them, you know, I'm Donnie. I swear to God. I swear
if
to God.
If you ever need anything from us, you just talk to
I'm
Donnie.
I'm Donnie.
So don't walk back here and ask us. You put a call in there, Donnie, from Lehigh.
I swear. I swear. And you, he was using the twos that they called, and Zito was usually walking through the time. That he's like, is it Donnie again? That's how many times he called.
That bad.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Now you know what I go through.
Okay. I do. I really do. I do.
And now you know why we put him on the air, because if I don't put him on the air, he'll call until 6 o'clock at night.
It was like an incessant just boom, 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 boom.
It ties up your lines.
Once yeah. I get a hold of that deadbeat son of a bitch, he's going to be afraid to pick up the phone ever again.
You guys are tight, though. I'm really close with these
just
guys.
Just remember that, Tammy. You ever need anything from us,
yeah.
you give Donnie a call. He'll take care of it.
And, then, and he called you Mark. He didn't even call you Haney.
What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a little bit too familiar.
Yeah.
And he was flirting around with you.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It should be. Yet stay far away.
Now I know.
My hands are back on my hips.
I can only imagine how distasteful it is. But what is it like to have Donnie flirt with you? I mean, what goes on? What's said?
Okay. Let me think. He was like, yeah, it was after that he knows you guys are close and you're really tight. And he's like, well, you ever go out to any, you know, the events or anything? And he's like, you know, I'm really, if you ever want anybody to talk to him, he's like, are you on the page? Can I see what you look like? And he was just being all.
Are
and then he was laughing.
Serious?
Yeah, and then he was all like, you know when people flirt and they go, that like kind
of.
You know, flirty kind
of
laugh like. Yeah.
I apologize so much.
You don't
deserve imagine,
that.
You don't
7 days in a row.
You don't deserve that.
Could you imagine how horrible it would be if he had a mode of transportation and a license? He would be down here every day.
No, he wouldn't, because I'd have a cop remove him.
No, and that would take too much work.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Schultzy sends his best.
Oh, yeah? Did you run into him?
I sure did. Great as ever. And right off the bat, send Haney my best. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And
see,
and
my hands are already normal. I love you guys. I would never
I know
get,
you
like,
do.
Not as much as you love that Donnie.
Yeah, that Donnie. You're very flirtatious with that Donnie.
He's a handsome man, that
one. Yeah, I can see how you could get taken in by him. Yeah.
Leaving now. Leaving.
Yeah.
Bye.
Would you like to have lunch with him? I'll pay for the date.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, Stan, you wait until we get a hold of him.
I, for one, am very glad. Never mind.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.